the whole church today. Today, everybody, let's sing it together. Saints. I will lift up my voice and praise. For all
Whoa!
Asia. Kuluma luma. Kuluma luma. Kuluma tima bele. Kuluma tima bele. Kuluma tima bele. Kuluma kosiya. Kuluma tima bele. Everybody, I can hear you singing it. Say, Kuluma, Kuluma, Kuluma. Everybody say, Nima Mele, Nima Mele. Pindukulu. Beboya oyiwele pindukulu beiko siya pindukulu beboya oyiwele pindukulu beiko siya. Uba so kizo ebe gizeza na blasi so ba ebuzwe ni mako fitukulu eboya oyi fitukulu. Luba so kizono ebe gizenda na blasi soa ebuzwe ni bako itukulu ebe oikwa itukulu. You, Lord, you are holy, and no one can worship you for me. Everybody, and all
the things you've done for me. Oh, worship you for me.
Everybody say, you, Lord.
Yeah.
give you worship. Give him your 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 worship. Hey, 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 hey. Give him your worship. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Give him your worship. Give him your worship. Hold on. My worship, oh my worship. Let's sing it this way, everybody say, I bring my worship. Everybody say,
all of my worship.
Say, I bring my worship.
Hallelujah. Until you come again.
will shout to your brethren.
We'll dance in your presence until you come again.
We will sing hallelujah.
We will sing hallelujah until you come again.
Hey, we will dance, we will dance.
We will dance in your presence until you come again.
We will shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. We will shout hallelujah. We will shout hallelujah. We will dance in your presence. We will dance in your presence. We will dance in your presence. We will, we will, we will, we will, we will.
Just wanna be with you.
Just wanna be with you.
Just wanna be with you.
For the last time, say King of Glory.
King of Feel this place. Feel this place.
Just wanna be with you.
Just wanna be with you.
King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be King of glory. Feel this church. Just wanna dwell with you. Exceedingly aboundingly above all we could ask of thee, according to the power that worketh in you, in you. God is able to do just what he says he would. Everybody say,
he's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
God is able, say,
God is able to do
just what,
he says he will do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill
every promise
to you.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you.
He's able.
He's able.
If you believe God is able, say it again.
He's able.
Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. he's gonna do it.
He's able.
Say he's able.
He's able.
He's able. You've been praying about. Say he's able.
He's able.
And he's able.
He's able.
And he's able.
He's able.
That promotion.
He's able.
Say he's able.
He's able.
That baby.
He's able.
Say he's able.
He's able.
That business.
He's able.
Say he's able.
He's able.
That account.
He's able.
Say he's able.
He's able.
That next level.
He's able.
That man.
He's able.
Say he's able.
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 He's able.
To do exceedingly.
He's able.
To do abundantly.
He's able.
To do far above.
He's able.
Now all we could be.
He's able.
And all we could imagine. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up. Tell your neighbor, tell her, don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up. Say, don't give up on God, don't give up. Cause he won't
give up on you.
Don't give up, don't give up.
Don't give up, God.
Cause
he won't give up on you.
Oh, 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 oh.
He's able.
I don't think you believe it.
Oh,
for the last time said, how many of us believe that God is able? Oh, how many of us believe that God is able? So we are doing it together for the last time. And you want to add your faith to it. Hallelujah. Believe in God that whatever you are praying about is coming to pass. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. He's able. Can we do it together? Everybody say. I can't hear you. Together and celebrate Jesus. Oh, put your hands together and celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, is this how you celebrate the God that gave you life? You have saved me from sin. You have given me eternal life. I believe you all know it, right? You supply. Can we sing it together? Everybody. You don't know that song.
Hallelujah.
He turned my life
around.
You have saved me from sin again. Say,
you have saved me from sin.
You have given me eternal life. Say,
you have given me eternal life.
And you supply all my needs.
You supply all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You turn my life around.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You turn my life around.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You turn my life around.
Say hallelujah. For you deserve the glory.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Say, give you all the glory.
Yahweh,
all the glory.
Yahweh,
all the glory, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
somebody cry.
Happy you are in church. You are looking so beautiful this morning. I want you to go around and welcome. And as you go around, look out for the people who are not in church as well. Please, let's go around. Let's welcome. Let's welcome. Let's welcome. Ask for people's names. Ask for people's names. Tell the people you are looking beautiful. Tell the person you are looking beautiful. You are looking beautiful. Move around. Don't be shy. It's an opportunity to move around. Don't be shy. Just wait a minute. Still look round. Have you asked of everybody? Are you looking round? Yes. People are still talking. Hallelujah. But you're looking so beautiful. When I was sitting down, I was looking at people. I was looking at the ladies. Everybody look at the lady. All the gentlemen and the ladies, look at yourselves. I was looking at the hairstyles. Are you not looking beautiful this morning? Are you not looking beautiful? Did you look in the mirror? Did you check the mirror? Did you look at yourself in the mirror? I was looking at you when you came, lady. I said, your hair is looking beautiful. Oh my, did somebody tell you that one? And I looked at your hair, so I said, which one is that one? Amen. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. And can we kindly take our seats? I just checked, it's going to be a Sunday. It's going to be a Sunday. 25th December. It's a Saturday. So 26th. Then 26th. Everybody will bring something. That is, if you can, we'll put it on the table, display it. And I see soup. I say, my bathing soup is finished. So I can go for soup because somebody provided soup. Somebody will bring oil. Somebody can bring children's shoes. Somebody will bring women's clothes. Somebody will bring rice. Then 26 is this, and we can bring it a week earlier. Yes, so reverse it. 1 week earlier, not 26th. A week earlier, we'll have a table. What's happening? What are we distributing? Can we stay on course, please? 19th of December. Everyone will bring something. Come and put it here. That is not if you can. Please listen carefully. 19th of December. You can bring some. You look into your wardrobe, say, I've kept this 10 wooden cloth for a long time. I can release 5. Come and put it here. You come and put the 5 here. Somebody will bring shoes. Somebody will bring slippers. Somebody will bring rice. Somebody will bring soup. Somebody will bring what? Gari. Somebody will bring shito. Somebody will bring a pack of juicy. So we'll bring 5 packs of juicy. Another person will bring 1/2 pack of juicy. Another person will bring 10 pieces of juicy. Another person will bring 10 pieces of malt. 1 pack of malt. Then it would all be displayed. Then we'll say, this malt, who wants it? Then the person comes for it. This soup. Or we'll just display it and you just pick at random. We'll discuss it. I'll discuss. Leaders, please think about what I'm saying. And then we just find a solution to it, okay? How we're going to do it. But on the 19th, that is what we'll do. Maybe I do things out of, but when I stand in the pulpit, I'm not in a box. So 19th, please think about it. Let it be in your heart. Look in your wardrobe. Look in your suitcase. Just think, just take money. Take 1,000 CDs. Take 100 CDs. Take 50 CDs. Buying oil, tomatoes, sardines. Who does not agree with me? And I'll let the leaders and the welfare team champion it, okay? And we put a table here. They'll decide whether the table should be in front. If you are shy, nobody is going to be shy. I'll pick something. So you two must pick something. And I'll try and bring something. Turn to another person and say, we are with pastor. We are with pastor. Are you sure you are with pastor? Are you sure you are with me on this one? You are very, very, very sure. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So 19th of December, table nicely laid, and we are loading it with things so that people can go and cook December and be fine. If you can come and put a goat on it, it's even acceptable. Goat, meh. Or you can bring frozen this thing. Say, okay, on the table you've written 20 pieces of frozen chicken. Maybe you will not put it here, but at least you will know that it can go. Do you understand what I'm saying? The freezer is not here, but the freezer is somewhere else. But we can bring, or that day you can bring the chicken in an ice chest. Because we can pick it and go home with it. 20 pieces or 50 pieces of whole frozen chicken. Do you understand me? I'm now talking with passion. I've changed the message. But the message for this morning is keep hope alive. The message is what? Okay. What are you going to play? And then let's start going. God, let's go. But thank you for coming. I really appreciate all of you. Keep hope alive. Play softly. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I pray that your name will be glorified. I pray that your power will be here. I pray that we'll be transformed. I pray that there will be a turnaround. I pray that, Lord, the hope of your people will come alive. I give you praise and give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, softly and please go with me. I need you. Softly and please go with me. I understand that this one is problematic, so you can use the other one. Hallelujah. The other keyboard. Dan, can you go to the other keyboard and just play? Maybe.
Bring the Lord always.
Psalm 71 and verse 14. Now, are you here? Psalm 71 and verse 14. The media team, please go with me very quickly. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Last week we talked about the fact that when we get to these times of the year, and we start reflecting and we start thinking about the fact that are we going to end the year the same way? It was like that in 2020. It was like that in 2019. I didn't see the hand of God in 2019. So last week, we discussed some things to do. Last week, we said that continue praying. How many of you remember that? Do you remember that? That continuing. And now one other thing we should do is to confess. How many of you have been confessing in the week? Proclaiming. Declaring that it is well. It will end well in 2021. We are not talking about 2022. It will end well. Your promise will come to pass. Last week, that's what we said. He that keeps asking. And we say, give sacrifices. Give your body. Let your spirit man be alert. You know how to pray, but give a sacrifice. Because sacrifices move the hand of God. That's what we talked about last week. So I'm continuing the way to tell you that keep your hope alive. This message is not really for 22. We are still talking about December. We are still talking about now to the end. And the scripture here said that, but I will keep, I hope continually. I don't know if your hope is dashed. I don't know if you have given up. Or you feel like giving up. Or you feel like throwing in the towel. The psalm says that I will hope continually. I will praise you yet more and more. We said that one of the things that moves God is a worship and sacrifice. So Friday we were here. We are trying. What to do? All the things we need to do to still connect in 2021. That's why we were here on Friday. Where were you? It was put together so that we all come together. And bless the name of the Lord. I will hope continually and praise you yet more and more. Lamentations 3:26. It is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:26. So I'm here this morning to talk to you about two people on the message of hope. Two scenarios. One concerns the Almighty Abraham. We all know the story about Abraham. At least we've heard the name Abraham. The man of faith. Abraham was called the friend of God. The man of faith. And we knew that he was an old man. Everybody remembers that? Who does not know that? You remember that Abraham, even at the age of 90, did not have a child.
We remember that when he was 75, God visited him, promised him, assured him that, Abraham, I'll come through for you. At 75, at 90, he was still going strong. At 99, sorry, he was still going strong. Let's see something about Abraham. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Let's do it quickly. Do it quickly with me. Now, everybody, please lift up your head and look at the screen. Or if you want to look in the Bible, that's fine. But I just look at the scripture. If you're not holding the Bible, please make sure you're looking at the screen. Listen to Abraham, his condition. Who, contrary to hope? Let's see in the word contrary. Who against hope? Everything there showed that the man must not have hope. Who, contrary to hope? In hope believed. What version is that? Okay, let me read mine. Who against hope? Just read King James. Believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, verse 19, he considered not his body now dead. It was dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb troubled tragedy. He staggered, 420, he staggered not. You know, have you seen somebody staggering before? Have you seen a drunkard before? Do you know staggering? When you see a drunkard, the man wants to go, but he's moving backwards. He staggered not. He didn't move like this. He was just like, it will happen. If God has spoken, it will happen. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. So the man didn't say, hey, will it happen? He didn't look at the deadness of his body. He didn't look at his old age at 99. He kept hope alive.